Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode is called, Why Do You Care What Others Think? Now, I know that I've discussed this topic on the show before, but I want to revisit it again because I think that it's one of the biggest impediments to personal growth. And I've also been struggling with this a lot lately. And in fact, it's one of the reasons that it took me so long to get the podcast started up again. I was so worried about what other people would think and that they may not like it. Thankfully, a bunch of you sent me emails letting me know how much you learned, and while I know that today's episode is about not worrying about the opinions of others, sometimes some honest feedback and some encouragement is very helpful. So Marcus Aurelius said, I've often wondered how it is that every man loves himself more than all the rest of men, yet sets less value on his own opinion of himself than upon the opinion of others. He also said how much time he gains who does not look to see what his neighbor says or does or thinks, but only at what he does himself to make it just and holy. Now, a big part of Stoicism is that we need to learn how to not worry about the opinion of other people, that it is a waste of time. But if we live with other people and we're social animals, shouldn't we worry about what others think? The short answer is no. Because what others think does not change the intrinsic value of who or what is being judged. It's just a thought in their mind, that's all. And while that's an easy concept to grasp, it is a really hard thing to implement. I mean, from the day that we're born, we seek the approval of others. Our parents and family at home, our teachers at school, our friends and our coworkers. I think most of us want to be liked. But does somebody else's opinion change our intrinsic value? Does somebody else's thoughts make us a better or worse person? No, it doesn't. What other people think doesn't have any bearing on whether you are a good person or a bad person, or whether or not you have value. So what happens if we stop worrying about what other people think? Well, according to Marcus Aurelius, we save ourselves a lot of time. We save ourselves a lot of stress. And we're able to focus on how well we're doing with our personal growth, and we stop worrying about what other people are doing with their lives. We stop focusing on the faults of others. We don't worry about who others think we should be, and we focus on becoming the person that we want to be. Because in the end, you are the one who chooses who you are. You are the only one who can decide who you want to be. And if someone disapproves of you or doesn't like you, it doesn't matter, because it doesn't change who you are. Now, does this mean we should completely ignore the opinions of others? No. And I know that I just got done telling you that you shouldn't worry about the opinions of others and it shouldn't matter to you. But we should listen to others to see if there is any truth to what they're saying and if there's any facts to what they're saying. So how do we do this? How do we listen to the opinion of others but not let the sway of it impact us? If someone disparages us, how do we let it go? If somebody praises us, how do we not let it go to our heads? I think the best way to do this is by being curious. We listen for what is fact and what is opinion. And we leave the opinion for the other person, and we do our best to verify the facts and use them to our benefit. We try to find the data so that we can learn from it. So let's take an example. If you're singing a song at a performance and afterwards you overhear someone mention they didn't like your performance, should you be offended? Does it change your value? Does it change the performance? No. Now, let's say you go up to this person and you ask them why they didn't like your performance. They may say something like, they prefer a different kind of voice for that song. Maybe they didn't like the style it was played in. Maybe it was their ex's favorite song and it brings up bad memories. Most of these things are just their opinion, and all of them are things you can't change. But if they were to tell you that you were flat on a few notes, or that you flubbed some of the lyrics in the second verse, these are factual things that you can verify, and these are things you can do something about. So you can practice those tricky passages, you can work on memorizing the lyrics. And in this case, you should be grateful for their feedback, because others may not feel comfortable enough being that honest with you. And learning to separate fact from opinion is a really powerful skill, but it's something most of us are not very good at. I know that I'm not good at this. But there are some ways you can practice this. So the next time you're watching the news, maybe pull out a sheet of paper and split it down the middle into two columns. Label one facts and label the other opinions. And pay attention to what the speaker says and write down which things are facts and which are opinions. And most importantly, notice how many things they state as facts but really are just opinions. Now, when you start to master this skill, maybe try it in a conversation with somebody. Think about what you are saying. Which things are you saying that are just facts and which are opinions? Are you saying your opinions as if they are facts? Something to notice. Also, the other person. How many things are they saying which are facts and which are opinions? And how many opinions are they stating as fact? The Buddhists teach us that all suffering is caused by attachment. And attaching our self-worth to the opinions of others is a way to truly suffer. Because it gives the other person control over you, and you end up becoming a victim. Learning how to let go of the opinions of others gives you the strength to stay true to your core values and to become the person that you want to be. And that's the end of today's episode. And as always, be good to yourself, be good to others, and thanks for listening.
Hey friends, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like what you hear, I would really appreciate if you could help support me by making a pledge on Patreon. You can find me at patreon.com/stoiccoffee. Even just a small amount helps in keeping this podcast going. Also, head on over to my website at www.stoic.coffee and sign up for our weekly newsletter. And lastly, if you know someone that might like or could benefit from this podcast, please share it with them. Word of mouth is one of the best ways to help this podcast grow. Thanks again for listening.